Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the daily show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Hey, why isn't there any video game furniture? Like, not like Secret Labs chairs with logos on it, but like, I was looking around, trying to find... I'm doing an office remodel, right? And by remodel, I guess redecorate. And as I was going through stuff, revealing a lot about myself. My social media of choice these days is Pinterest, kind of. I really enjoy looking at stuff on there for inspiration. It's kind of been a thing that I've been doing for a long time for, like, the product design stuff that I did before 70% complete and, you know, doing the brand refresh and all of that stuff. It's just a good place for me to kind of see what's out there and, you know, pick and choose what I like and kind of make my own style from it. And so as part of this, like, interior decorating project in my office, which you can see in the videos and stuff, I've been looking around and kind of feeling like I need a little bit more in there. I'm still, like, very... My personal taste is very much opposed to the kind of, like, typical streamer background. I don't know. It's not me. I come from a lot of my design taste is from mid-century architecture and, like, well-designed Swiss posters, and I actually know what Bauhaus is. So it's, like, it's coming from design principles and, like, you know, graphic design and in furniture design and, you know, like, that stuff. You'll see the shelves in my back office, like, in the backdrop of my videos are a IKEA knockoff of the Dieter Rams Witzo shelves. That's much more of what I'm trying to go for, which means that trying to find a way to make that fit with, you know, kind of what I want as, like, a backdrop and everything is kind of difficult. The aesthetics of that stuff is typically, like, you know, it's heavy on books, but it's also very white on white. Which is difficult to make interesting, when you, instead of just like, hello, look at me, I'm not sitting in a void, I'm sitting in an empty office. And it just doesn't give off what I'm looking for, both in, like, a, this is the place I would like to work, and both in a, like, more performative way of, like, this is where I work, and, look at all this cool stuff, which I think is an unspoken part of a person who has a career on Zoom and then also wants to make online media for a living. But so I've been in this process of trying to find new pieces and, like, new stuff to put in there, and I'm rearranging all of my shelves to, like, be a little bit different since I haven't changed them in 5 years. It's time for a refresh. And in my Pinterest journey, obviously, if you know anything about the past several episodes of this show, I have mentioned several times my, like, video game design touchstones are Prey 2017. Got that good Neo Deco style. It is Control, which is, you know, mid-century meets brutalism. And it's a little bit of Deathloop, which is that, like, bohemian mid-century that is, like, bombastic and, like, swinging 60s mid-century. And kind of all three of those styles together is kind of, like, that's where I gravitate, both in, like, design elements, like, what artwork I would like to have, and even, like, the pieces of furniture that I would like to have in there. Like, the furniture that inspires me is similar to some of that, the stuff that is in those video games. And so I was kind of digging around, and I found a rug that I really liked. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Like, this is this going for this, like, more, like, brighter pop art that I kind of am feeling right now. It's a predominantly orange with pink detailing rug that is, it looks like a maze. And it's like very like block maze that you would find in the back of a newspaper. And I was looking, and I was like, man, I really like this rug. I wonder why, like what's going on here? Cause like normally it's not a geometric thing with me. And as I was cruising Pinterest and looking around a little bit more, I was like, oh shit, this is just the rug from the hotline chamber in Control. And it's pretty damn close. The hotline rug is red on red, but this is very much, it is feeling very similar. And it just kind of made me start thinking, you know, I have been on record multiple times now lamenting the awful state of video game merchandise and how the lowest bar that you could possibly cross is selling something that isn't just a black t-shirt with your game's logo on it. But as we kind of get a little bit further into like games as lifestyle and games as like transmedia properties, I'm always a little bit curious as to, and the answer is it's hard. I get it. Like, I understand that there's functional reasons why this is not the case, but you know, just go with me on this journey. I'm always curious why there is not more stuff taken from video games and turned into real life products. So like the obvious example is the Alan Wake thermos, right? The Oh Dear Diner thermos is like, that's a perfectly practical product that is now out in the real world as like a collector's item, because that makes a lot of sense. But as I look at stuff, and there's one particular one that stands out to me, and I don't know why, but it's just stuck in my mind all the time. There are these really beautiful chairs in Dishonored that are like, they're very like modern looking dining chairs that have like, there are these two molded plywood backs that kind of go up a little bit higher to like basically support the back of your neck. And they're like super cool looking chairs. And the thing about a lot of the art in Dishonored and Prey and Arcane is that you can kind of tell that the people who are making that art really have a good sense of design, and they're pulling inspirations from a lot of the same places that I am. They're pulling inspiration from that mid-century furniture, from like mid-century furniture techniques. Like molded plywood is like a, you know, an early 30s or 40s thing that, like, with the, you know, the advent of having to have factories of airplanes, like molded plywood becomes a thing that is now available to the masses. And I see the furniture in Dishonored, and I see the furniture in Prey, and think, man, they should just sell that chair. And you know, these are video game companies, right? They're not furniture studios. They don't have to deal with manufacturers. As a person who's had to deal with that in the past, it's really fucking hard. Like, you don't it's hard to have control over all of that stuff. But I do wonder why there isn't, just like there are like specialty stores for, you know, one-off pieces of artwork. There's, I think it's Cook and Becker is what it's called, and they are doing like massive archival style prints of artwork in a lot of these games, including the lobby artwork in Prey. And I just keep wondering, why isn't there a bespoke furniture studio? Like, why can I not get the like marble topped credenza that is in Dishonored 2? You know, like why can I not get this jewelry box that, you know, someone slavishly designed in Blender? Why can I not get that made from, you know, such and such game? Like, and it's always video game props, you know? And that, I think that's the thing that is really a bummer to me. Like, it's pretty easy-ish to go out and buy a, like, 3D print prop of the main gun, like the N7 version of one of the assault rifles in Mass Effect, right? Like, that is a thing that you can go on Etsy and you can find. Or you can, you know, you can, I mean, my 3D printer marketplace that I use for my printer is like stocked full of Cyberpunk 2077 guns. And like, I get it. Like, people like props, and like, of course, someday I will make the Deckard pistol from Blade Runner. But like, I also have to have a house where I entertain people, and I would like to show off my nice things and say, wow, look at this beautiful sense of design that you have, and then slyly in the background be like, oh, well, yes, yes, indeed I do have a good sense of design. Did you know that this is from a video game? And I think that it's just this, like, next step, kind of, like, because you can do that for movies, right? Because movies have to use real things that exist in the world, and, like, that's part of the reason that, you know, everyone who has a little too much disposable income has an Eames chair, right? Like, that's why. There is, like, a built-up amount of, you know, cultural sense that is made of having this thing, and you'll see it all over the place. The one that stands out to me, there's plenty, obviously, like, I'm sure that chair is all over Mad Men, but weirdly, the one that stands out to me, because it's the first time I've ever seen an Eames chair in mass media that doesn't have black leather seats, is in Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot, the therapist, has a blonde wood Eames lounge chair that has, like, a camel-colored seat. And that I saw that episode, like, I don't know, 5-ish years ago, maybe longer, and that has stuck with me because it is, like, a striking piece of design. It is, like, using the cultural cachet of what an Eames chair looks like and changing it, because that's exactly what that entire show is about, is taking cultural sense and then changing it in front of your eyes, giving you something that you don't expect. And it's, like, stuck with me because it's a cool chair, you know? And games have plenty of cool chairs. Games have plenty of cool pieces of furniture. And, like, some of them are impossible to make because they are just 3D objects that don't need to account for how you make a piece of furniture. But it has always struck me that I can't go buy the, you know, I can't go buy the rug that is in control, right? Like, I can't go out and buy all these different pieces of furniture or different textiles. Like, why can I not get the, you know, why isn't someone making the wallpaper from this particular game? Because it means something to me as a person who enjoys video games, but it doesn't necessarily mean it, like, it doesn't shout, this is video game memorabilia, the same way that a replica of Corvo's mask in Dishonored does, sitting up on a shelf. Like, that's a spooky piece of art to have up there. Why would you have that? And I guess this is all just coming back to the final point that I have here, is that I just wish that there were more ways for me to show my fandom for some of these things that are not Funko Pops, right? That are not just, like, blatant things that are telegraphing to everyone that this is what I do and what I would like to, you know, this is my hobby of choice. Because, you know, you don't have that really for books, right? You don't have that for movies. Like, you can do that, but the way that you enjoy that hobby is that you watch it and then you kind of have, like, a poster, like a sick looking movie poster, and not just, like, I don't know. I'm kind of losing the thread here, but I guess you kind of see what I mean. Like, I just want better ways to show off this cool hobby and, like, the cool design sense that comes from this cool hobby. And it seems like furniture or home goods are great ways to do that. That can be, like, little pieces of memorabilia that show off the beautiful design work that goes into all of these things that are just generated from nothing. And then also, you know, lets me show off my cool hobby without being, like, real in your face about it. Like, we get art books, but that's kind of it, right? I want something that is in that art book. So yeah, if you have, like, if, I guess, does this make sense to you? You know, like, is there anything about the design elements of a video game that jump out to you and say, man, I'd really like to have that. Like, I want this chair. I want this dresser. I want this jacket, you know? A lot of stuff that is in games right now is textiles or, you know, little props and tchotchkes, but I'm looking for something bigger than that. And I'm curious if there is a game that jumps out to you that has, like, a piece of furniture or a thing in it that, you know, you'd like to have in your house. So let me know. Get at me on that one. You can kind of reach me on the Discord or on Blue Sky. I'm really curious about this one because, to me, it seems like a slam dunk that there should be some, like, bespoke furniture studio out there selling $500 chairs that is like licensed from Dishonored, but the economics of that probably don't make sense, and there's like four of us in the entire world who actually want that chair. So, you know, I guess it'll never happen, but let me know if there's something that jumps out to you or something that you would like to see in the real world. I'm always curious, and you know, it's helping me build that design sense anyways. So, cool. Thanks for hanging out with me. I gotta go start this work day. So, we'll chat later, but you have a good rest of your day, and thanks for hanging out. See ya.